I don't know if you guys realize this or not, but Todd, the guy who led you in worship today, he is moving on. For ministry, like I've been in full-time ministry now for a while, and one of the things about it is, like most things in life, it's bittersweet. And this is just one of those, for me, just kind of more bitter moments of, I'm sorry, how God just kind of, does new things, and we got to embrace it, but it doesn't make it easy. And I've been with Todd now for ever since 1996, and so we've kind of, it's neat how God is, me and him came to Christ at the same time, you don't get to choose, the relationships that God gives you, God just put me and him together in the same dorm, right when we came to Christ, and we've kind of, me and him together have really been, Christ brought us together, and we kind of are a picture of an ironing, sharpening iron type relationship, and him probably more so sharpening me than me him, but I just want to say personally, I am so blessed that when I came to Christ, God gave me Todd, and it's just a moment where he's moving on. And I know it's a good thing because he has really felt for the last maybe 4 years, is that right? It's kind of more like this hasn't been a good fit for him. And so this is a good thing that he is going into a line of work where he feels will fit him better. I got to say personally, though, it's hard for me. I think I've underestimated how hard it was going to be until I just talked to you guys. But it's hard personally to know that God's doing something good, but at the same time, He is distancing a very important relationship for me. And I just wanted to take a moment to just say a few things about Todd and Elizabeth. But, I think I read in, if you know Tim Elmore, he's a leadership guy, and I read a statistic that he said most people today will influence over 10,000 people in their lifetime, and you may look at Todd and know he's like a behind-the-scenes kind of guy, but he has had I think if God came back now and we all went to heaven, Todd will have had a tremendous influence over a lot of people. And I really think that one of the issues maybe spiritually for Todd moving on is a feeling that what he did here wasn't worth it. And I think that's Satan's lie. I think it's something that God doesn't want to communicate to him. It's really amazing to me. I'm a very much in your face, in the forefront kind of person. But I would say, like, I've never seen someone with his gifting have the kind of influence he's had over people. I just think it's amazing. I think you should be encouraged that through Todd, that no matter what your gifting is, God can do incredible works through your life. There were people that befriended Paul, like Barnabas, and even the person that God sent to Paul after he was blinded by God. And Paul, he set the world on fire for Christ. But it took the faithful endeavor of a Barnabas, and I can't remember the guy's name who first approached Paul. I'm showing my lack of knowledge of Scripture, but starts with a C, but that's Todd. I mean, people that set the world on fire, it wouldn't have happened without people like him. And And so I want to mention that. I think the other thing that I wanted to say, which my thoughts are escaping me now. What was it? So important. I guess he's going to be around for a little bit longer. This is his last service. But I would like, this is a time where I think we all can just kind of show our appreciation for what he's done in our life. And so if you as God leads, you can, his email's on the back of the bulletin, or you can find his address. You can call him and tell him what he's meant to you personally. You probably didn't even know he was leaving until I told you. And so I just wanted to tell you so that you can pay your respects. That sounds so funeralish, doesn't it? But, I think the other thing I wanted to mention, this is where my thoughts escaped me, but now they're coming back, is that you look around you, and I'm here, and Steve's here, and you're all here, I think, because of Todd. And I don't know if I think in this world we don't lift up people like Todd enough, but in the world to come, things will be different. And God will definitely Todd has stored up many eternal rewards. And I think there will be a great reward for him when this life ends. And, and the reason is because not many guys with his gifting could make the kind of sacrifice he made. I don't know if you know what it's like to be in something for years and not feel like it fits you well, but you do it because God, out of faithfulness to God. There's very few people in this world who would do something like that. Todd's one of them. He made a huge sacrifice to keep this thing afloat when he didn't feel like it was the greatest fit for him personally. And so he gave up year after year personal desires for the sake of our God. And this could not be here without that. He's at a place where God has definitely communicated a freedom to leave. And I think he should go, and he thinks he should go. And God's leading, so he should go. But God put him in a situation where he didn't feel like he had the freedom to leave. And even though it wasn't the best fit for him, he sacrificed years of his life for Christ. And I've never seen a guy do it as joyously as he has. And it just shows his passion for God, that God is above all things in his life. And I wanted to tell you those things. He would never, you would never know that about him because he's so humble. We are here today because of this guy. And I know that Steve in his talk mentioned JR as the founder, but this is the guy that made all this happen, standing right here to my left. And I just want to let you know that you're going to be really missed. And I thought, maybe Steve, if you had anything to share, you could share. But we wanted to pray for you guys before you moved on.
I'll try and not be the emotional one here, but I can't make any guarantees because I'm a pretty emotional guy. But let me tell you about Mr. Todd Milton. He's the best man at my wedding coming up here in May. And I wouldn't have any other guy up there doing it because I love him. Love you, man. When I was a senior, it was after my senior year of high school, it was that summer, I got this phone call from a guy. You know how, like, when you apply to college and you have an option to, like, fill out groups that you might be interested in? Well, I knew about NLCF, so I was like, I'll put a little check mark there. And Todd was the guy that gets those little things in the mail that when you check it off, somebody gives you a call back. And so I get this call from this good old boy from Rustburg, Virginia, which is like, I live in Amherst County. Here's Lynchburg. Here's Rustburg. I mean, it's like two peas in a pod kind of thing. And he's like, yeah, man, what's going on? I'm like, nothing much. What are you doing? And that was the start of something really cool. And when I came here as a freshman. I got to meet Todd. I thought it was like, wow, this is the guy that called me. It's like he was famous at that point already in my life, you know. And I remember there was like one day, it had really been in my heart. Like I needed somebody who was to like input in my life. You know, earlier in my talk, I mentioned how like I wasn't going to talk about like these guys who are in full-time ministry because it's their job, but like Todd is at the top of my list if I'm going to talk about anybody. And, there was a day when I was like, you know, I really need somebody like putting positive influence in my life and to challenge me in my walk with God, to encourage me, to disciple me. And I was like, Todd seems like a pretty cool guy. So I was like, Todd, I was wondering, you know, could we get together, you know, often and hang out and talk and you just kind of teach me about life? And he was like, Steve, you know, I've been praying about that for a while, actually, the last few weeks, and I think it'd be good. And so we started meeting together. We had our little picnic table out over in the plaza over here that we used to sit at once a week and hang out outside and talk about. He was another one of those guys that it was like God, life, women, that kind of thing to talk about. And it's cool now that, you know, I graduated from Radford. I'm in a full-time ministry. Now we talk about ministry, you know, and the things that we do together. And it's just exciting. I remember it was that summer I was living with Josh I was telling you about, and I was walking up the stoop, and around the corner come Todd and Elizabeth. They're holding hands kind of like they are now, and they're all locked in arms and love and stuff. And Todd, he was like, hey, Steve, I was wanting to talk to you about something. And I was like, okay. I thought it was like a really weird time to be having like a conversation. Like what he wanted to talk about. And he said, Steve, I was wondering if you could be one of my groomsmen at my wedding. And I was like, are you kidding? I mean, are you really serious? Because at that point, I realized like how tight we were and stuff like that. And maybe you were just trying to fill a spot. You could have been. I don't know. But but I was honored to be in his wedding. And you know, I'm excited about what God's going to do in you guys' lives, you know, and it's been cool to, like, see these people grow as they have helped us grow. And I believe it. I believe that you are here because of these people over here, both of them. Elizabeth, you too. You know, you've really, really done a lot here. I remember when Elizabeth transferred from Virginia Tech over here because she felt like God was calling her to impact women, and she started something really cool. You know, she's just had an opportunity to do that, and she felt God's calling. And then they hooked up and got married. I mean, this is cool, you know, to see what God's done. And you know, wherever NLCF goes, like, if there's ever, like, a book written about this, if I ever write a book, I'm going to write about, like, Todd's going to be, his name's going to be there, like, 50,000 times or something. This is going to be cool. But, I mean, yeah, I just wanted to share all these different things and maybe add some comic relief to the group, stuff like that, so. Amy wants to come on, Willis. She's gonna cry.
Sorry. You know, like Todd's been lifted up, and this couple, I can't even tell you just how much they've had an impact in my life. And you know, I just wanted to say a couple things about E too, because she's just played, like, a major role in my life, and I just wanted to lift her up as much as Todd and them as a couple together. I remember when I first came to Radford, I was just this hard person who really didn't care about anything, and I was actually, the first time I met her, I was down at Dedman doing community service because of my past. I was working, like, the place. Have y'all ever been down there? You know where you rent basketballs and stuff like that. And Todd came by, and he was like, hey, what's going on, Amy? And then E walked up, and I think she had to use the phone or something, so I let her use the phone, and she walked away, and I didn't know this till later, but she told Todd, she was like, man, that girl needs Jesus. And I don't know, like, I started coming out to NLCF and decided it was the place to be, so I stuck around, and I was actually very intimidated by her at first for some reason. It's not like she's scary or anything, but he's just taken a lot of time to really just love on me and, you know, guide me through a lot of hard times. And I just see her as, like, a big sister that I respect and just love very much. And Todd's very much, I'm not as close to him as Steve is, but I just respect both of them so much as a couple and their genuineness for God. And I just know that, you know, going to Lynchburg, that they're going to impact so many more people's lives in just, you know, a very sincere way. And I'm excited, even though they're going to be greatly missed, I'm excited to see what they're going to do in the world and just how God's going to use them. And I just want to tell y'all that I love you. And that's it.
Well, we just want to send them off with a blessing. And so I thought we could all, this is going to be an intimate thing. Yeah, sure. We probably only have like 2 minutes left to share, so.
Hey. Yeah, I've been here a long time, too. Oh, gosh, I'm going to cry, too. But Elizabeth, yeah, she, when I first came here, I came from Michigan, and I was pretty much, you know, like a lone ranger coming down here, and it was just really a family, you know? And they just really welcomed me with open arms. I met a lot of people my age that were in my building, but as soon as I came here, I just knew, I was like, this is the place I need to be. And I started getting involved in the band at NLC with Todd and got to know him that way. And with Elizabeth, I asked her, I was like, will you be my mentor? And she was like, whoa. She's like, no one's ever asked me that before. It's kind of funny. But there's a lot of things that have happened, I think, before even you all have been here. Like, we used to do Mug and Muffin, and that was something that Elizabeth did with the women's ministries. And it was basically bring your coffee mug, and then they had coffee, and we had a big breakfast before church, and it was really cool. There's a lot of other things that I think people have forgotten about, but thank you guys for what you've done here.